Can you give anybody just some general insights on dreams?
Yeah, there are a few times we should discount dreams.
Okay.
Not always. The few times are when we're drunk.
When we eat the pizza before we go
or
to bed.
Or when we've eaten too much. Mm-hmm. Or when we're ill.
Hmm.
Because it's like we aren't putting together the symbols properly, and we are not interpreting them properly. But there's a whole bunch of literature about dreams and their meanings. Even if you go back to biblical times, you'll find the ancient prophets used to receive dreams. Go into the beginning of the New Testament times, you'll find out that in a dream, Joseph was warned to take the child Jesus into Egypt because Herod was seeking to destroy the life of the child. You'll find that many people were guided by dreams. And so somewhere along the line over the centuries, we started because we seemed to think we became very sophisticated and had no need for these things anymore. And we started laughing at them or laughing at people who talk about dreams. And yet we forget, even in the modern day situation, the Aborigines of Australia show tremendous amount of intuition in what they call the dream time. We forget that there are people who just know this stuff. I have a sister who dreams true. So
yeah.
Dreams come from someplace. We don't know where. Maybe from the dream fairy. I have no idea. Dreams come from someplace, but there is an order to them. There is a purpose to them, because I don't think there's anything without a purpose on Earth. I think in the long run, we will find that there was a reason for everything. And dreams are meant as guiding mechanisms. They can warn us. They can give us data. Think, okay, here's a for example. Let's say someone who really, really was close to me, loved me dearly, passed on. So let's use a personal example. Marai, my late wife, she died. She was in her 30s. And wherever she has gone, she didn't stop caring for me or her children. She still does. She's got all the stuff to do, I'm sure. Her job isn't to stick around and say, you know, be a magic something for John. John needs help. Yep, going to be there. I'm sure they have other things to do. But there are those times when I really, really, really could use the help of somebody. And here is this person who really loved me and is watching and say, you know, he's got to make a decision. He's got to pick A or pick B. And if he picks A, since I can see a lot more than he can see, A will lead him on into the fulfilling of whatever it is he wants to do and be a lot better for him. B will cause him some really bad times.
Mm.
Now, if he would only pick A, now I am not supposed to interfere in his choices, she would say, but I could guide him. And so, if she is talking to me or trying to reach me, and I am tied up with this giant conversation in my head, gee, I think I'm going to pick A, but maybe I should pick B. Or I'm so tired, I don't know. And I fall asleep, and I don't monitor those things anymore. And there's a space where she can whisper into that space, and I'm a little calmer, I'm sleeping. And I can pick up an urge, and I get up and I say, you know, I don't know why. Logic or nothing will tell me which one to pick. But I have a feeling I'll go with A. And I choose A, and it works out well. That's how a dream comes about. I could get it in a dream. And I've gotten dreams from her many times when she told me things about the kids, and I didn't question anymore. I stopped questioning that, except, again, if you're if you've overeaten or you're ill or you're drunk or something. But normal times, I just listen and I said, how does that feel? And if it feels good, I go with the feeling and it works out beautifully. If I force myself to reason otherwise, chances are 9 out of 10 times it doesn't work. So dreams are guidance mechanisms. They are roadmaps. The problem with dreams is this. Many people confuse the map with the territory.
Okay.